Hi, my name is Yash, and today I'm interviewing my dad to see how life was like when he was in middle school. And let's let him introduce himself.
Thanks, Yash. My name is Shami. I'm Yash's dad. I'm 44 years old. I was born in 1973, and I grew up here in Louisiana, mostly in Lafayette. And that's where I was when I was your age.
How was middle school like when you were my age?
So I was in middle school in 1985, 86, and 87. So I lived in a small town of only about 100,000 people, and I went to a public school. And I loved middle school. It was a time I had a lot of friends, and I learned a lot about, I played a lot of sports. I played basically all the sports, basketball, soccer, and baseball. And I made a lot of friends at that time, and I liked my school. I really enjoyed all the activities I did in my school.
Did you have any hobbies other than sports? Like, I play video games a lot. Did you play video games when you were...
Yeah, video games are big. So video games are definitely not like the video games that you play.
Yeah.
These were old-fashioned video games, and anybody who's my age would have heard of Atari and Intellivision and then something called ColecoVision. So there are all these new games that were constantly coming out, but they weren't all modern and fancy like the games you have. They involved joysticks, and there was very basic animation, but we got really good at games like Blackout and all the Atari games, so those were fun to play.
Did you always have to go to the arcade, or could you have a portable video game
So we had video game sets at home, and we played on our TV, but it involved a lot of wires. Nothing was wireless, so you had to sit close enough to the TV to play it. And as I mentioned earlier, the graphics weren't that good, but we thought they were pretty good. So we were playing games and trying to get better at them. And kind of like you guys do now with learning how to break codes and that kind of stuff, we found out from our friends how to move into certain games to get to the next level, or we found out a certain way to break through. We played Super Mario Brothers. That was the big breakthrough when Nintendo finally came out. That was a very modern system, the basic Nintendo. So I remember playing a lot of Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, and all the games that came with Nintendo. And I thought that was the most amazing thing. We did go to arcades in the mall. They had video game arcades. So a lot of times you'd spend with your friends going to movies and then going to the arcade afterwards, and your parents would pick you up in front of the mall. So I don't know if you, if any of your friends, or you watch Stranger Things, a lot of the same video games in Stranger Things were kind of what I played in arcade, just like that, including that game that was animated called Dragon's Lair. I played that game too, and I remember that being a very modern, cool game that came out.
Was, like, video games a bigger part of your life? Did you play it as much as you played sports, or did you?
No, it was a little bit of both, but video games, once we got good at video games, there were, like, people that played sports video games or people that played the more fighting video games. I was a big fan of the sports video games, so my good friend Wayne and I would play this game called, it was a soccer game on Nintendo. So basically we spent most of the days playing that game, learning the special moves and how to beat the goalie with these wild shots and all that stuff. So I love playing video games a lot, actually, and I would spend a lot of time in the arcades. And my favorite games were Pac-Man and Galaga and track and field, and those are the type of things I did a lot of in middle school. So I remember that very fondly a lot.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Yash.
You have a listen to the Rap Podcast, a product of
No, just go again.
Okay.
Start over.
You have been listening to the Bright Podcast, a project of Metairie Park Country Day's Bright Library.
For more episodes, visit Bright Podcast.
Bright Podcast!
BrightPodcast.com.